ثم لم يضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله ادى الامانه وبلغ الرساله وجاهد الكفار حتى اتاه اليقين ثم الصلاه والسلام على رسول الله وعلى اله وصحبه ومن والاه يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن الا وانتم مسلمون يا ايها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحده وخلق منها زوجها بث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والارحام ان الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله حق وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم اعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما فان خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الامور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار اما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Indeed, our praise be to Allah. We thank Him to glorify, beseech His peace and blessings on the Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, His household, His companions, and all those who follow His guidance until the day of judgment. Amen. The topic given to me today is the ensued response. Is it classy or fair? That is having your toilet and bathroom in the bedroom. Is it sophistication or is it stupid? Of course, the purpose of the lecture is for us to reflect and to be guided and to be balanced so that we come to the realization that Islam does not oppose comfort, but it also prioritizes cleanliness and consciousness. Cleanliness is a core part of faith. We all know this. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, "An-nazaru min al-iman." In another narration, "At-tuhur min al-iman," which shows that purification is part of faith. In another narration, "Shaqru al-iman" is one part of faith. And so, when it comes to the issue of the use of the restrooms and where it is located, Islam did not give any stone unturned. It talked about the physical, the spiritual, and as well as the environmental. And then, let us not forget that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the various Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ. Indeed, Allah loves those who turn to Him in repentance, as well as those who purify themselves. We know that women are the custodians of the home. The CEO and director is the husband, the father of the home, while the wife or the mother is the custodian of the home. So there is that symbiotic relationship. And when it comes to purity, of course, that is also not left out. When we look at it, the topic from the historical and cultural perspective, we know that toilet placement in classical Muslim homes were actually separate from within the home. It was like a distance, either short or long, from within the home itself, the bedroom. And the wisdom behind the separation was to ensure that modesty is entrenched, there is order control, as well as hygiene. And this is in sharp contrast with modern Muslim homes or modern housing trends. And this is why there is a legal maxim in the Sharia which states an adab al-hakama, that this custom is legally recognized. So the custom in that time warranted such moves, and it was perfectly okay. And even though in modern times there is a sharp contrast, it is also legally recognized. So when you understand modern ensuite bathrooms or toilets, we should understand it based on another little maxim known as al-umur maqasidha, that is, matters are judged by their motives. What is the motive for having the bathroom within the bedroom or the sitting room or the living room within the home? One of these is privacy. It ensures that privacy is entrenched. Just as those our pious predecessors, although due to privacy, they located the toilet and bathrooms away from within the home, is the same way that privacy is also incorporated within the home. And this is in line with the spirit of the verse where Allah tells the living women, وَقَرَّ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ, and stay in your homes. This locating the toilet and bathroom within the bedroom, within the living room, is in line with that intention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that women should reside in their homes. Even when they need to relieve themselves, it is better done in line with that part in the home. Another one is convenience. And of course, we know that the Sharia is all about convenience. And that is the Quran. In the man you need to be from the use, while I need to be from the use, Allah intends ease, convenience, facility for you, and not hardship. So, locating the toilet and bathroom within the home is actually a matter of convenience, which Islam also promotes. The third one is aesthetics. Aesthetics has to do with urban design, modern day design of homes. In principle, modernity is not allowed by default. Of course, but there is a difference between permissibility and preference. In as much as it would not cause any harm due to the legal maxim that says, whenever there is harm, it should be removed, it should be taken away. In as much as it does not constitute any harm, by locating the toilet, building it within the living room or the bedroom, then of course, it is totally acceptable in the Sharia, because preventing harm also precedes benefit. That will be fine, muqaddam ala tadbir masalih. Inasmuch as harm is prevented, and of course it precedes, it takes precedence in the Sharia before we start talking about the benefits. Another thing we should look at when it comes to having a suite, toilet and bathrooms, is to know that by default, toilets and bathrooms are a place of najar. They are a place of filth. And so the etiquette of using the toilet must be observed. And then it should be so that one avoids spread of impurity to the prayer places within the living room of the bedroom. As
whereas his upon beating is also an aspect that should be taken into consideration while the toilet and suit the living room is important. However, and ventilation issues should also be taken care of. Moisture, mold, odor, and then it also has a psychological impact on the soul and your body. Because when a place is not hygienic enough, it oozes out bad odors. It affects the worshipper in his home, especially in times of prayer, in times of worship. What enhances kosher, that is deep concentration and mindfulness, is a clean and serene environment. So the toilet within the bedroom and the living room must always be sparkling clean. Just as we began this talk, we said purification, cleanliness is part of faith. And so such places must always be neat and clean, so that it enhances the kosher of anyone,
whether the woman or her husband, who seeks to observe nawafil prayers at home in the house, in the confines of the living room or the bedroom. As we mentioned earlier, keeping the door closed is another thing that has to do with ensuing toilet and bathrooms. Of course, there should be strong ventilation systems so that whatever odor is oozing out from there would actually ooze out through the ventilation system. Another thing that enhances hygiene in the use of ensuing bathrooms is having a separate bathroom slippers. Yes, dedicated for use. It will be actually in front, and then you don't just go into it. Dear sir, you go into your bathroom slippers, and when you come out, it should be actually placed in front of it, not used within the living room or the home. We've talked about regular deep cleaning, and then keeping prayer items away from the toilet. When it comes to the etiquette of using the toilet, one of which is to mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a narration from Jabir, radiallahu anhu, he mentioned in authentic narrations, kharajna ma'a rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi safar. We set out on an expedition with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَكَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لَا يَأْتِ الْبَزَارَ حَتَّى يَغِيْهِ صَلَى الْمُرَى. He said the Prophet ﷺ would not relieve himself until he goes far, far away where eyesight would not beseech him, where he would not be seen by the people. That is why having ensuing bathrooms also ensure that aspect. Because when it is outside, separated from within the home, of course, at any time you need to relieve yourself, people would get to know, especially neighbors. So this actually reduces the issue of the privacy. Then what of the midnight? The issue of security. How safe would it be if, you know, the toilet and bathrooms are found separated and not within the something? So that is another aspect. Another one is the etiquette of mentioning Allah. The Prophet ﷺ said, سِدْرُ مَا بَيْنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْعَرْضِ بَنِ آدَمَ إِذَا دَخَلَ أَحَدُكُمُ الْخَلَاءَ أَنْ يَقُولَ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ. He said, the protection, the barrier, the covering, the shield between the jinn, the spirits, as well as the nakedness of people when they relieve themselves, is to say Bismillah. So no matter how pressed you are, no matter how you are rushing into the toilet, do not forget to mention the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another one is on the issue of locating, situating the toilet and bathrooms. There is a clear-cut narration from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that when you relieve yourself, you do not face the Qibla, nor do you pass the Qibla. However, the interpretation of this hadith has differences amongst our jurists. Some of them have said that this prohibition is the same for whether one is relieving himself in an open space outside the home, or whether it is inbuilt, like we have in our modern homes, where the toilet and bathrooms are within and inbuilt with the rooms, whether the living room or the bedrooms. We also have another opinion of scholars, which says that that hadith, of course, the Prophet mentioned whether, you know, bathing or facing the Qibla, is only when one is in an open space and not in a suit as we have in our modern homes. The follower says that what is acceptable is backing it, but facing the Qibla is what is wrong. And the last one says it is backing that is wrong, but facing it is wrong. As I can see, you have a different opinion about the scholars. But the text, which is in line with the text of Hadith, is that the toilet should not be built in such a way that one either faces or bars the Qibla. As we know, the Hadith of the Prophet is relevant for all times. We would not know before in those days, most of their toilets and bathrooms were outside the home. Sometimes they need to just go to the bush, enter an open space, in as much as they are covered, they relieve themselves. That is only in that situation where you don't face or don't pass the Qibla. That will be used for all of us. And so, majority of the scholars opine that you do not face the Qibla and you do not pass the Qibla when believing yourself. Another thing among the etiquettes of believing oneself and the use of bathroom is not to be completely naked. Yes, you do not go in completely naked. You only remove what is necessary, do whatever you need to do, and you quickly dress up. When entering, we all know, I mean, the issue of mentioning Allah, then you enter with your left foot and you come out with your right. This ethic is also relevant whether in ensued bathrooms within the home or whether it is a public toilet or bathroom you are using. Another one is you do not use your right hand to rinse yourself, to do istinja. It is recommended to use the left. And when you have finished, it is also recommended to wash your hands. In those days, they clean off their hands after use by rubbing it with sand and water. In today's time, at least we have the soap, we have the hand wash, we have different cleaning agents that you can use. Another dua that is also recommended is to say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khabath. Do not also forget to say this, because there are actual genes, either male or female, that reside in the bathroom. You will not be able to get at this year. You will not build the place for them. That is where Allah is in that they sleep. They are known as Khuddam al-Hammam, Khadim al-Hammam, among the most wicked and vindictive, awful Jews. And to save ourselves from their iniquities, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam recommended that we seek refuge in Allah from those Jews by saying, اللهم او انا اني اعوذ بك عن شفتي to you من الكفر والصباح from the male and female devils. May Allah grant us safety at all times. So, in summary, what is recommended about ensuing bad rules is that there should be privacy, there should be that modesty, there should be that power control, the issue of hygiene, and do not allow, and then convenience is there, then do not allow your prayer life to be smelled with anything. Of course, and that is why we mentioned the issue of the dedicated sleeper that will be put in front to be used just for the toilet alone and not in the living room or the bedroom. May Allah grant us better understanding of our deen. Inshallah, this is the summary of what I have to ask, so that I would now hand over the mic to Dr. Asghar, inshallah, for the hashtag of this, inshallah. Subhanakallah wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.